Let's get the news now in full from Susan Jackson.
The US President Donald Trump has warned Iran of fresh strikes and said Hamas would have hell to pay if it fails to disarm in Gaza. Speaking at a news conference with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Florida, Mr. Trump threatened to, in his words, eradicate any attempt by Tehran to rebuild its nuclear program or ballistic missile arsenal following US and Israeli strikes earlier this year. Donald Ryan reports.
Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu presented a united front following talks in Mar-a-Lago in Florida yesterday. Mr. Trump said Iran may be behaving badly and was looking at nuclear sites to replace those targeted by US strikes, as well as restoring its missiles. He added that the US response may be more powerful than the last time and that he believed Iran was still interested in a deal with Washington on its nuclear and missile programs. A top political adviser to Iran's supreme leader said that any aggression against the country would be met with an immediate harsh response. Tehran denies that it is seeking nuclear weapons. Mr. Trump also downplayed reports of tensions with Mr. Netanyahu over the second stage of the fragile Gaza ceasefire, saying that Israel had lived up to its commitments and that the onus was on Palestinian militant group Hamas. Hamas's armed wing reiterated earlier yesterday that it would not surrender its weapons.
Meanwhile, President Trump has said that the US hit and destroyed a docking area for alleged Venezuelan drug boats in what could amount to the first land strike of the military campaign against trafficking from Latin America. His confirmation of the incident comes as he ramps up a pressure campaign against Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro, who has accused Mr. Trump of seeking a regime change. The US President previously said that he has authorized the CIA to carry out covert operations in Venezuela. Speaking to reporters, Mr. Trump described the operation.
There was a major explosion in the dock area where they load the boats up with drugs. They load the boats up with drugs, so we hit all the boats and now we hit the area. It's the implementation area. That's where they implement, and that is no longer around.
Official files released today to the National Archives have revealed that growing loss of public confidence in the political system led to the proposed rollout of the Ethics in Public Office Act back in 1993, championed by the then Thornister Dick Spring to restore public trust and transparency. The newly released government paper showed that during discussions in 1993, senior government ministers were critical of some of the Thornister's plans. Along with those files, other documents released show how in 1987, as U2 planned its sell-out Joshua Tree tour across America, the Department of Foreign Affairs was keen to harness the band's success to help Ireland's image abroad. Our arts and media correspondent, Evelyn O'Rourke.
Today marks day 4 of the release of this latest tranche of previously sealed state papers. And topics range from notes and discussions between government ministers, including the then Minister for Finance, Bertie Ahern, in 1993, raising concerns about parts of the proposed Ethics in Public Office Act. Other topics in the file, too, include correspondence from the father of the Loyalist Volunteer Force leader, Billy Wright, who wrote that the Irish government was indulging in selective justice when he was campaigning for a public inquiry into the death of his son. Tensions noted too in the files in Cross McGlen in South Armagh, as extensive construction work was underway at the barracks there in 1994. A few years before that, in 1987, all music fans' eyes were on U2 as the band was conquering America with the Joshua Tree tour. Officials had been offered backstage seats to the sold-out gigs through the Department of Foreign Affairs. However, when U2 later confirmed an allocation of 10 tickets per night, documents showed that some officials had been a bit enthusiastic with their longer guest lists and were now left in what they described as an embarrassing situation. Evelyn O'Rourke, RT News.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Trust Grant for home heating solutions that bring warmth and comfort for your everyday moments. Visit grant.ie.
Cloudy this morning, but turning brighter as the day goes on. Most areas will be dry with just the odd spot of drizzle possible, most likely in the south and east. Highest temperatures of 4 to 8 degrees.
Susan, thank you. It's 8:05.